Hi, I'm Gina Jordan, Morning Edition host at WFSU, and today we are speaking of July 4th. As we celebrate America's Independence Day, let's start by looking at some accomplishments in Tallahassee, which has been named an All-America City for the third time. 10 cities got the honor last Sunday night in Denver. That's where Mayor John Daley was a couple of days later when WFSU's Tristan Wood caught up with him to talk about the recognition and more.
It is a tremendous honor when you think of the fact that there are 19,500 cities across the United States, and we are one of 10 that have received the All-American City designation for 2025. That's pretty powerful. It is also recognizing the community for the incredible work that we're doing. And it's not just me and it's not just the city, it's everyone that's involved. So I'm very proud to be the mayor during this brief history of Tallahassee, where we got the All-American City Award. Very proud of all of the citizens that have worked hard to get us to this point and to get the designation. It's a great time to celebrate.
With that a little bit, I was, you know, reading through what the award topic was about this year. It was about, like, environmental sustainability. Can you walk me through what went into Tallahassee's application and what allowed Tallahassee to win it this year?
Well, I think one of the things that we do really well in Tallahassee is we bring the community together. We create a shared vision. We put the nuts and bolts together through a strategic plan, and then we execute well as a community. So if you look at the Southside Action Plan, you look at the Clean Energy Plan, you look at our strategic plan at the City of Tallahassee, we have a track record of success of bringing the community together, creating the vision, creating the plan, and executing. And I think that's special. I don't think all communities can claim that type of victory like we do. And so I'm very proud to be part of this process. I hope you can hear me. I have no voice. We've been cheering for 3 days.
No, absolutely. I can hear you just fine. Your voice is coming through perfectly. You know, off this award win, where does Tallahassee go from here? What are some areas that you want to carry on the momentum and continue Tallahassee's growth?
Yeah, we're on a roll. You know, if you think about the past 3 weeks alone, we have been recognized as the best run city in the state of Florida and top 20 in the United States. We've been we have been named an All-American City through the National Civic League. Our fleet department has been named the best in the country. HDTV just named us one of the top 20 communities to live, work, and play nationally. I mean, we are being recognized for the great quality of life in Tallahassee. By no means does that mean that we need to stop and rest on our laurels. It is great to be recognized, but we got to continue to roll up our sleeves and tackle the issues that we face. The good news is that we have that roadmap to success, bringing the community together, creating that shared vision, putting the plan together and executing it. But while we celebrate today, there is work to be done tomorrow.
So switching to the kind of 4th of July-based question, what does freedom mean to you?
Well, you know, we live in the best country in the world by far. That does not mean that democracy is easy. That does not mean that it can't be frustrating at times. And I think that when we live in the country, and especially when we live in the community where we can live our lives, worship who we want, what we want to worship, be able to love who we want to love, and be able to pursue the American dream, I think that's everyone's dream.
And what do you think it means to be an American?
You know, I am very proud to be an American. I'm very proud for what the country stands for. Again, that does not mean that we don't have struggles. That doesn't mean that we don't keep trying to come together to move our country forward. But it's such a beautiful place. And I've had the opportunity to live and travel all around the world, and I couldn't think of a better place to live and raise kids than right here in the United States, and especially Tallahassee.
Thank you so much for the time. I'm sure you're jet lagged. And again, congratulations to you and everyone at the city.
Oh, no, I'm still here in Denver. I'm sitting next to the director of Habitat for Humanity for Tallahassee, Antoine Wright. We're working, man. We're about to go visit the Denver Habitat for Humanity team out here, learn what we can learn from them and share some ideas from Tallahassee and see what else we can bring home. Maximizing the trip.
And plus, is Denver a little bit cooler than Tallahassee is right now?
It is. It is a little cooler, and it's a little bit more of the dry heat, not the humidity that we have.
That was Mayor John Daly speaking with WFSU's Tristan Wood. By the way, the mayor has not confirmed a run for a third term, but he says he is planning a major announcement within the next couple of weeks. Now I'm joined by Interim News Director Regan McCarthy. Hi, Regan.
Hey, Gina.
So, Regan, we heard from our listeners about their views on the United States as we celebrate Independence Day.
Yeah, that's right. So I just want to make clear from the jump here. This is not a scientific poll that we conducted here. This is just a survey of our listeners where we asked them how they're feeling about the state of the United States. And we had about 800 people who responded to our initial question. And I have to say, the majority of them said that they were feeling concerned or even disappointed with what they're seeing in the United States right now. Some people did express optimism and even excitement in some cases. But when we asked people sort of why they're feeling that way, and in fact, the main question we asked them is, what does freedom mean to you? I think we got some really interesting responses. A lot of people talked about the idea of freedom of speech, that's very important to them, freedom to assemble, freedom to make their voices heard. And that's something we've been seeing in Tallahassee actually a lot lately. We saw several protests related to immigration. We saw earlier in June the No King's Day protest, which was a protest really relating to the Donald Trump's administration. And we caught up with a protester there whose name is Andrew Falls, who talked about that importance of being able to protest.
It's great to see so much solidarity happening, and the fact that despite the rain, despite how gross it is outside right now, despite the fact that it's early on a Saturday morning, so many people are still willing to come out and support all of this. I mean, there's so many reasons to protest here today. There's a whole list of things.
So that was the protest, as I said, the No King's Day protest, where there were actually thousands of people who turned out at that protest. And Andrew Falls was right. It was a rainy day that day. We also heard from, again, our listeners who responded to the survey. And again, these are people whose email addresses that we have who are really connected to our station. And so I just want to put that in perspective. This is not a survey that gets a broad swath of our community. These are people who are really connected to our station who are sharing their opinions with us.
Yeah.
And they talked about another one of their concerns is this idea of freedom of autonomy, their ability to raise their families in the way that they want to raise them, or their ability to seek the kind of health care that they want to seek, or their ability to practice the religion that they want to practice. And we actually had one of our listeners respond through that survey in a voice message to us. Barbara Myers is a transgender veteran.
Hi. Being transgender, the federal and state governments are trying to make me a non-person and take away the benefits that I've earned as a Vietnam War veteran. I was in Vietnam twice, and I've earned benefits. I've been exposed to Agent Orange, and I'm suffering from that exposure. And the government is trying to take away those benefits.
So that is Barbara's feeling and perception of what's happening as we look at how do you feel about America and are our freedoms still our freedoms?
Right, exactly. And we do really appreciate Barbara and all of our listeners for sharing their thoughts about this with us. Another, when I was looking at the survey that we got back, another thing that really stood out to me is how much listeners raised concerns about their feelings of divisiveness in the United States today. I want to read a quote that one of the listeners wrote in. They said, "It feels like we live in two Americas. No one listens and everyone thinks the other side is the enemy." And I think that that's a really interesting take. It's something that we actually have heard from recently. The host of the Hidden Brain podcast from NPR, Shankar Vedantam, was talking about how we can keep our conversations going in a world where there is already so much polarization.
Many listeners have heard the term intellectual humility, which is to say that remind myself from time to time that I don't know everything, that other people, in fact, might know more about a subject than I do. Fewer people, I think, have heard about the term moral humility. And the idea of moral humility is that even though people who disagree with me might have very different moral concerns, moral humility says my moral concerns and preferences should not take priority or precedence over your moral concerns and considerations. So if something upsets you, if you feel something has moral valence, but I don't really think it has moral valence, humility in terms of moral humility tells me, even though I don't feel what you're feeling, I need to respect the fact that what you feel might be authentic. So many of the disagreements and the passionate quarrels that we have stem from the fact that we are unable to recognize or acknowledge that the concerns of other people are valid, right? So we basically feel that our concerns are extremely valid, and we are outraged that other people don't recognize the intensity and fervor with which we feel our concerns. But we don't extend that to others. We don't basically say, okay, if you care about a different issue, an issue that I don't care much about, but you're saying that this is important to you, I'm willing to concede that this is important to you. I'm willing to concede that this is something that matters to you. And I think when you do this, it takes some of the sting out of the conflicts that we have with each other, because we recognize when we exercise moral humility that the people who disagree with us are not disagreeing with us because they're bad people or because they're stupid people or because they're uninformed, but just because they have different moral criteria for how to judge the world. Now, this is easier said than done. Just like intellectual humility, it's one thing to know that it's a good thing to practice. Not always easy to practice moral humility.
That is some wise analysis from Shankar Vedantam. I spoke with him once. We all need to listen to Shankar more, because he says things that make so much sense, you know?
Definitely. And as Shankar was pointing out, and our listeners were pointing out, that feeling of divisiveness in our world today might be more than a feeling. A 2024 Gallup poll says that now a record high 80% of U.S. adults believe Americans are greatly divided on the most important values. And so that's an increase from the last time they asked people that question back in 2026, when about 77% said that they were seeing that polarization on those issues.
Yeah. Heavy divisions. And it seems like when we get divided like this, we always think it's the worst division, like it's the worst it's ever been. And so you're saying, based on polling, it kind of feels like maybe it is.
Right. It seems like the polls say definitely we're feeling that. But as Shankar mentioned, maybe there are ways to keep that conversation going.
Absolutely. Interim News Director Regan McCarthy, thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Gina.
Now I'm joined by Ethel Dam. Ethel lives in Tallahassee. Her son, Paul Dam, is a production manager for WFSU-TV. Ethel, welcome.
Thank you.
You have an interesting story. You recently became a citizen, but you've been in the U.S. for over five decades. So tell us where you came from.
I came from Peterborough, England, to Miami.
And what brought you to that path?
My husband's career changed, and he was transferred from United Kingdom to South Florida to Miami.
Gotcha. So you arrived in 1973.
Yes.
And you got a permanent resident card.
Correct.
How hard was it to get?
It was not hard at all.
Do you think it's harder now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So you wound up coming to Tallahassee in 2017. What brought you here?
I retired from my career in Miami, in South Florida. So we moved up to Tallahassee to be closer to my family.
And what was your career?
In the medical profession and business and hospital staffing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you were busy.
Yes.
And so your son, Paul, he's here in Tallahassee. And you mentioned you have a daughter in Jacksonville?
That's correct.
Okay. So your kids were both born in the U.S.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you about getting your citizenship. It took you until late last year to do that. Why did you decide to do it, and why wait so long?
Well, I never thought it was urgent, you know. I had a great career in my family. We grew up in South Florida, and I had no issues at all. So that's the reason why it just took me so long. I have less family overseas in the United Kingdom and Scotland and England, and less traveling overseas. And I thought it was time for me to make a change. When we lived in Miami, I was very active in the community. I worked with the Department of Children and Families. We did foster care. I was very active in Miami-Dade Public Schools, ensuring that my foster children and my own children got the best education possible. All the time I've been here, I was able to do, through my permanent resident card, there was no limitations. You knew, you know, obey the law, have a job, you know. And so I really didn't think there was, at the time, I didn't think there was any need for me to become a citizen because I was able to do whatever it was that I wanted to do in South Florida. Now that I've gotten much older, I noticed that I pay more attention to national items instead of local, instead of Florida issues. And there's such a lot of turmoil going on in the United States. So I feel it's time that I need to start voting for the President of the United States because I think that we all need to participate to make the United States a better country.
Yeah. And you got that citizenship here in Tallahassee?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that day.
Oh, it was exciting, that's for sure. It was just different, you know.
Did this take place in a courtroom?
Yes, it did. It took place here. I went originally to Jacksonville for all my interviews and testing. It was all done in Jacksonville. There was a lot of people here in Tallahassee becoming citizens that day, so that's why I had my citizenship in Tallahassee.
Okay. So you talk about the testing you had to go through. I wonder how many born U.S. citizens would be able to pass the tests that have to be taken now.
I think everybody should be able to do it.
Did you have to do a lot of studying?
No, I did not.
Yeah, good.
Because I had lived in the United States for so long.
Yeah. What is your accent?
I'm from Scotland.
Okay. I love it. Well, Scotland and the U.S., give us some differences when it comes to freedom.
There's not much. I came from the Highlands of Scotland, and I was brought up on a farm, and I got into medical profession when I graduated from university, and it's quite similar. We are much more, I think, we have more, it's more friendly to one another, greeting new people. I think that was a difference. When you come to the United Kingdom of Scotland, everybody welcomes you. But when you come to South Florida, it was a lot different. Of course, it's multicultural in South Florida. But there is a large contingent of UK people living in South Florida. So we all used to meet and have dinner and get together and discuss. And we brought up our children and our family the UK style.
So I want to talk about, since we're celebrating Independence Day, what does it mean to you to be an American?
Well, I'm proud, very proud to be American.
And what does freedom mean to you?
The ability to make choices. Of course, you have the right to vote and shop where you want. Everybody has the opportunity in the United States to choose their career, put your children in the schools that they desire, whether it's private or public schools. And you have many choices. People need to always make the right choice.
Lots of choices, yes.
It was important for my children to participate in celebrating the 4th of July and realize the freedoms that they have compared to other countries in the world. It's all, changes. And I think people take that for granted, that in the United States you have the freedom to choose where to go to, what to eat, what to celebrate.
When you moved here, did you automatically start celebrating on Independence Day, or did you think, why am I doing anything on this holiday at first?
No. When we arrived to Florida from the United Kingdom, we celebrated all the local holidays in South Florida and the holidays in the United States. And I encourage my children to participate in these holidays activities.
So the November elections, last November, that was your first?
That's my first time voting. I was excited to head to the library and here in Tallahassee to vote. And I was quite surprised that it moved so fast. There was no long lines, but everybody moved and everybody seemed to know who they were voting for. I could see the turmoil going on in Florida and across the United States. And all the years I have lived here, I never had voted for in a presidential election. So this year was one of the reasons why I decided to become a citizen so I could participate in voting.
So what will you do for July 4th?
We usually have family and have a barbecue. That's just been a pattern that we've always done. We have family and their children play in the pool, and we cook outdoors.
That sounds pretty American.
Yes, it is.
All right. Ethel Dam, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Finally, as Ethel Dam just shared with us, voting is a right granted to U.S. citizens. And as we celebrate America's 249th Independence Day, Leon County Supervisor of Elections Mark Early has a reminder for voters. If you like voting absentee, you need to reapply for a vote-by-mail ballot.
As of 2021, Senate Bill 90 went into effect, and one of the provisions in Senate Bill 90 was that after every general election, all vote-by-mail requests essentially become invalidated, and we have to reach out to voters, or voters have to reach out to us, their local supervisor of elections, to request a new vote-by-mail ballot to get that request in the queue for the next series of elections.
Tallahassee is offering its traditional July 4th celebration at Tom Brown Park, with festivities starting at 6 p.m. Multiple bands will play, and plenty of food and drink vendors will be there. The day culminates with fireworks just before 10 p.m. I'm Gina Jordan.